When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. There it is, that word which conjures up all kinds of images and pictures in our minds. Maybe for some of us, bringing back to our, taking us back to our catechism days, where we learned the meaning of the word. The word is repent. Everyone has a concept, a certain idea of what it means to repent. We hear John the Baptist preaching, "Repent, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance." And I think it's that last phrase of John that a lot of people latch onto. Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. Repentance in most people's mind is an action which takes place inside of an individual, which prompts an individual, which brings an individual to a point where an individual is, and here we get catechetical, is sorry for his or her sin and believes they are forgiven. There it is. There's the definition of repentance. An action which an individual believer undertakes each and every day. And I'm not going to argue against that image, that picture. However, I do believe at the same time that that picture, that image, places an unnecessary burden upon the individual believer in Jesus Christ. What if I'm not really sorry for what I've done? Am I not repentant then? What if I don't believe God can and will forgive me for what I've done? Am I not repentant then? And let's face it, there's a whole lot of sins that we commit on a daily basis that we just aren't sorry about. What kind of people does that make us? You see the burden. You see the problem. I would like to take you back to the original word. The original word translated literally means, that we translate as repent. It literally means, it comes from two Greek words, it literally means change mind. Now, normally, under our usual picture of repentance, yeah, change mind. Change an individual's mind. In other words, you're going in this direction, you change your mind, you decide you're going to go in this direction. Notice what I said. You decide. Change mind. Jesus draws a parallel in this parable and the parable, the second one, the parable of the lost coin. He draws a parallel between repentance and what happened to that sheep and its interaction with the shepherd. And if we listen to the parable with Jesus' summation of it about joy in heaven over repentance, knowing what repentance is, a change of mind, well, we become suspicious that maybe, just maybe, in this parable, Jesus gives us a perfect illustration of what he means by repentance. You heard the parable. You know the parable. You've heard it time and time and time again throughout your lifetime. A shepherd loses a sheep. One sheep has gone astray. And he leaves the 99 who are safe in the fold. And he goes after that one sheep until he finds it. Now, I don't know about what you know about sheep, but when they're lost and when they're frightened, they clam up. They're quiet. This sheep is lost. This sheep is frightened. This sheep is quiet. The shepherd goes to look. And the shepherd braves all kinds of terrain if he has to, all kinds of wild animals if he has to, in order to find that sheep that's lost. In other words, it's important to note that the only thing the sheep does in this parable is get lost. That's all it did. It doesn't cry out for help. It doesn't leave some kinds of clues for the shepherd about where he's gone. The only thing he did is he got lost. And Jesus said that shepherd looks and looks and looks and looks. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders. He doesn't make it walk back. He doesn't punish it. He joyfully places it on his shoulders and takes it back home, safe to the fold. And then Jesus says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. More joy than that shepherd showed over one sinner who repents. Now, what kind of a picture of repentance do we get there? Repentance in this parable is nothing other than being found. And that means then that everything that I do in my sanctified life, and that includes being sorry for my sin, that includes the faith that God can and does forgive me, comes not from me, but it comes from the fact that I've already been found by the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ. That I've already been brought into the fold. Repentance in this picture has nothing at all to do with me. And it has everything to do with what Jesus Christ has done through His mission here on this earth. The change of mind from me to Jesus. Pure and simple. From what I got to do, from what I've done, to what He's done for me. That's the change of mind. Get off of me and my idea that I can somehow earn the forgiveness of God and thereby earn heaven. Begin to look at Jesus Christ and Him alone, who has gained heaven for me. Now that's a change of mind. That's repentance. And Jesus says that when that happens, when that change of mind takes place, well, there is great, great, great joy in heaven because another sheep has been brought safely into the fold. The 99 righteous who don't need repentance, they don't see a need for a change of mind. They've got it all wrapped up themselves and all figured out themselves. In an ironic twist, it's the 99 who think they're safe who are the lost ones. It's a possibility that what Jesus is calling for in everyone is a change of mind. Don't focus on yourself, He's saying. Look to Me, the Good Shepherd, who has found you and who has made you safe. Amen.